will treasure your promise in my heart that I may not sin against you. Or, as I first learned it, I have hidden your law in my heart that I may not sin against you. In a way, it sums up the entirety of the 119th Psalm, which is impressive. This is your biblical trivia for today. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, at about 174 verses that begins to make sense. And all of them are a meditation on why the author loves God's law. All 613 commandments in it. And I love this psalm, in part because it's written in this sort of odd Hebraic poetry form, and in part because it's full of treasures like this little verse we heard today. And in part because it's really challenging to read. We don't live up to it very well, do we? We do better with the summary of the law that I read earlier, the two great commandments, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor, and well, the rest of them sort of follow from this, and we still struggle quite a bit with those two, if we're really honest. But someone took the time to write 174 verses on how beautiful 613 laws were. Not just how he had, and I assume it was he, because, well, that's who most writings that we kept were written by, he's. Not just because he had hidden it in his heart, but if you read all of it, and I don't recommend you do that in one sitting. It can get a little dry. But sometime, you know, page through and look at sections of it. It's nicely broken out to little bite-sized bits like we read today. He takes it very seriously. He talks about the beauty of it and how the law would taste good if you were to eat it. If you read everything else that people write on it, you find that this is a fairly common theme. They took this thing seriously. And then we find Jeremiah, whom I also love for very different reasons. Jeremiah, who knew what he was getting into when he took up this prophet thing for God. Let's just say that the author of Psalm 119 was not in the majority in Israel. Most people struggled far more with all of those laws and keeping them and what to do about it. And Jeremiah knew who he would be dealing with as a prophet of God. And he struggled with that. We don't hear about that in this section. In this section, we hear God speaking to Jeremiah and saying, I will give them a new covenant because they broke the first one. They didn't do so well. God goes on to point out very explicitly that I was their husband and they ran away. I like that imagery. Kind of have to hear it in an accused, broken tone. I was their husband and they left me. They hurt me. But God keeps talking. God is much better at getting past these things than we are. And God says, I will give them a new covenant. And this time it will be different. Going to write it on their hearts. Instead of teaching it to people, instead of needing to share it in the way we have always done it, I'm going to do a new thing, and they will know it. sounds pretty nice. It also sounds like God is trying to put me out of a job. But it sounds pretty nice if we could just know what we are to do, if we didn't need the reminders, if we didn't feel like at the end of some days we had fallen short of who we should be as sons and daughters of God. And we're not there yet, are we? For all that what Jeremiah has to say is good news, it's still a little bit tragic, because it's still promised. It's not yet completed. For everything that has happened since Jeremiah heard and spoke these words, we're still caught up in the waiting. We're still struggling to figure out how to live up to what is expected of us. It's okay. It's what Lent is for in the history of the church, for figuring out how well we've done and how well we sometimes haven't done, for trying to figure out how to better align ourselves with where and how God would have us be and live. And sometimes what we need in all of that is a reminder that something better is still coming. For us, we're doing pretty well. We get to live in the promise that Jesus is coming back. As confusing as today's gospel might be, we get to live in the promise that this all begins to make more sense eventually. And the promise that Jeremiah's words from so very long ago, that the new covenant will be written on our hearts, that someday it will be easier to live as sons and daughters of God, will happen. Will, in fact, happen. That someday we will understand the author of the 119th Psalm, who could write so much about how beautiful and wonderful the laws of God are. That someday we too would be able to completely own this verse. I have hidden your law in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Amen.